Are you interested in the current state of the health industry? Want to know more about nutrition, natural medicine, holistic healthcare, and more? You're in the right place. Welcome to Nutrition Prescription with your host, integrative health and nutrition coach, Angela Atkins. She dishes the dirt on a bunch of health topics with a social consciousness flair. Here's Angela.
So welcome again to Nutrition Prescription. This is Angela Atkins, and I'm here with another exciting guest, Summer Peterson. Let me tell you a little bit about Summer. She is the author of the book, Sexy Diet, and the host of the TV show, Wine Country Weight Loss with Summer Peterson. And she's the founder of Body Soul Shine, which offers online weight loss programs. With a master's degree in psychology, she is a weight loss expert specializing in how to speed up your metabolism and turn on your skinny jeans. Welcome, Summer.
Angela, I am so excited to finally be on your podcast. I just love the work you're doing, and this is a really fun chance to be here with you today.
Well, great. I'm glad to have you here. We've got great stuff to talk about. I really want to hear your whole philosophy behind losing weight, because it's a real hot topic. I mean, everybody truly wants to know the secrets to losing weight, and I think you have some really important factors that you want to express to us. So tell me right off the bat, what's the most important thing to remove from our diet?
You got it. Okay, so right off the bat, the most important thing to remove from your diet is going to be processed foods, your refined sugar and refined flour. And I really learned this the hard way, Angela. So I really thought of myself as a healthy eater my whole life. I probably was healthier than most of the other kids. I'm a 42-year-old woman now, mom of two little boys. But growing up, I probably ate healthier than most of the kids. I wasn't into a lot of candy and things like that. I was, I would eat vegetables. But when I turned 30, I'll tell you, the weight started piling on my body. And I was not being honest with myself about my health, and I was probably overeating, and I definitely was engaged in some emotional overeating with the loss of my mom and the stress of graduate school and all of the things that, you know, that stress us out in the world. And, but in like less than probably about an 18-month period of time, I put on about 30 pounds and I did what everybody tells you to do, which is exercise like crazy and try to restrict calories. And so I did that for about 5 years, and I was not even able to exercise my way into the size wedding dress that I dreamed of wearing on my wedding day. I probably lost about 10 pounds with that plan of like just, you know, exercising so crazy and trying to like not eat. And, but it all came, you know, like roll, you know, just so quickly right after the wedding. And then I got pregnant. And so, I was in despair because I felt like I was a thin woman trapped in an overweight body.
Wow. That's a really good image, because I think there are a lot of people who think that inside me is really this person waiting to come out, but my body's not showing it. And it's a common feeling, I think. And so you've expressed it pretty well.
I felt like my body was betraying me, because first of all, my mom had put her weight on when she turned 30. And she always told me, oh, well, you can't lose the weight after you turn 30, and forget it after you're losing kids. And so here I was, 30 pounds overweight before having kids, and then I gained 50 more pounds with my oldest. And I was in absolute despair. I mean, there's no joy in the picture where my husband and I, the first family picture we took with our son. I mean, I had joy having a child, but I could just see I was personally lacking a lot of joy, and I did not feel comfortable in that body. So I'll tell you, I lost the weight. I lost the weight before I actually got pregnant with my second child, which is really cool, because then I put it all back on when I was pregnant again, and then I lost it again. And that's what's really fun. I now understand that my metabolism wasn't broken, that my metabolism wasn't destined to like put on weight when I turn 30. We're not destined to be overweight because we've had children. Our body doesn't, you know, slow down with age. You can have a fast metabolism at any age. And no matter how many children you've had. And I've really learned this, and I've learned this from doctor, like this is very clinical studies will validate this, that it's the most single most important factor of how you can change your metabolism and your body is going to be on your plate. What is it that you're putting in your mouth? That is the number one factor of the speed of your metabolism. And so the most important thing that you need to remove from your diet is sugar. I'm so sorry about it. We just had our Halloween and we handed out over 3,000 pieces of candy at our house because I live in one of those crazy neighborhoods where everybody comes over. And I'll tell you, I did not touch one piece of candy on Halloween. And it's not like I, you know, deprived my body of, you know, food that I love and that I used to love, but like there's, you know, I have to draw a line somewhere, and candy with high fructose corn syrup and genetically modified beet sugar, you know, these things are so bad for it's your body recognizes it as like a foreign substance. It's not food.
I want to go back to what you said before. They're both the same thing, and I don't think people realize it. You initially said processed food. Well, processed foods could be heavily manufactured with things that are substances that are sugar-based that may not be called sugar, because they don't have to list something that has a different name as sugar, because it's just sugar that they have to list on the ingredients, but they can be used as a preservative. And additionally, all those refined carbohydrates in our processed foods, they convert immediately to sugar. And I think people need to understand that distinction. It's not just cookies and candies and all we put in our mouth, but it's the breads and it's the pastas. They're all, they really add up to the same thing.
Let me tell you a fun story about this, how I learned this the hard way, because I did, you know, even back then I was probably pretty good about not eating sugar when I was overweight, a lot of candy or anything like that. But I learned the hard way that it's not just sugar. It's not just cakes and cookies. All of these foods, processed foods, flour and sugar, are, when you eat them, it's like spraying Miracle-Gro on your fat cells. So every single time you put a piece of bread in your mouth, just remember you're spraying Miracle-Gro on your fat cells. And just be mindful. Do you want to spray Miracle-Gro on your fat cells, or do you want to eat a metabolism speed up food, like, a, you know, vegetables are really, really good for speeding up your metabolism. But let me get back to this story of how I learned this the hard way. I used to eat a bowl of granola every morning for breakfast because I thought that granola was healthy for you. And I was actually buying it at a health food store. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, a health food store, this is a healthy food. I'm going to eat this granola, which is traditionally considered a healthy food. Now when I look back at this, I see how many grams of sugar and carbohydrates are on that list of like the processed carbs. And anyway, my bowl of granola, it was making me hungry. So the first problem with eating processed foods is that it triggers our hunger hormone. And so I could never make it to lunch without being ravenously hungry after eating my bowl of granola. So the suggested serving size was only 3/4 cup. Well, soon my suggested serving size ended up doubling. I was eating 1.5 cups of granola every morning just to get to lunch with that, because I didn't want a snack between meals. And I was ravenously hungry for lunch, and I was craving more bread. Like I was reaching for sandwiches and things, because it was not only triggering my hunger, but it was triggering my hunger for processed carbohydrates and sugary things, sweet things. So what I didn't understand back then, I was looking at the calories, counting every freaking calorie I was eating all day long and making sure I was burning it off on the elliptical machine and burning it off on the, you know, the spin machine and at Pilates class. And I still could not lose any weight. And it was because it wasn't the amount of calories I was eating. It was the kind of calories I was eating. The granola was the Miracle-Gro I was spraying on my fat cells. Even if I ate just a little bit of granola every morning, that's going to be the worst thing that you can do for your body. Do not eat processed carbohydrates. It's the same as eating donuts. Granola is no different than a donut for breakfast. I thought I was righteous getting it at the health food store. Just because it comes from a health food store does not mean it's healthy, my friend.
And that's true for many things. People have assumed when these claims are put on food, like gluten-free, it doesn't mean it's healthy. It means they've taken out the gluten, but it still could be a refined carbohydrate. And all those things are going to convert to sugars in your bloodstream.
It's still saying Miracle-Gro on your fat cells.
I love that. Miracle-Gro on your fat cells. One thing I wanted to mention is I was watching Shark Tank, and I'm going to call them out on this, and someone was bringing a product that was basically keto friendly, so it had all these healthy fats in it, you know, MCT oil. It looked like a really decent product. Now, I don't know it. I've not used it. But all of them were asking, how many calories are in this? And I'm yelling at the TV, stop looking at the calories. Look what's in it. But our society just hasn't gotten it yet. We really need to understand that calories are just a unit of energy. They're not the defining of whether it's got the right nutrients in it. So you can have 100 calories of cookies or 100 calories of kale, but they're not going to do the same thing for you. So you're right. You really need to look at what's in the food. It doesn't matter where it comes from. It could come from the grocery store. It could come from the health food store. But if it doesn't have the right nutrients in it, it's not going to do you any good.
So 250 calorie candy bar versus 250 calories of buttered broccoli give you a completely different thing to your body.
Exactly.
It's all about what hormones they're activating. And the 250 calorie candy bar is going to slow down your metabolism. And the 250 calories of buttered broccoli are going to speed it up. Or it doesn't even have to have butter on it.
The whole point there is, think about it. You've got the fiber from the vegetable. You've got the nutrients from the vegetable. You've got the healthy fats from the butter, which are going to help your brain. And so you've got all these things going on in a positive fashion where you've got the candy bar, no matter how many calories it is, it's going to make you feel sluggish because it's going to spike your glucose levels, and then it's going to force your insulin to go out and try to bring those levels down, and that spike of the glucose and then the insulin is going to just make you feel awful, and you're going to crash and burn. So why not eat something that's going to sustain you?
And you're going to be left with a slower metabolism. So it's the same amount of calories in the buttered broccoli or the candy bar. One gives you access to the nutrients, access to the energy. One slows down your metabolism and makes you so hungry. Like it's the calories. Throw the whole calorie thing out the window. We don't have calories. I don't ever have my clients counting calories. It's pretty. Food journals are cool, but I don't do the calorie thing. And food journals are not a forever thing either. It's just like a nice tool to go back, like, you know, track for a week.
Well, it's a learning experience for most people. I do have my clients use an app for, you know, entering their food. And I say, don't look at what it says in calories. It doesn't matter. We're going to look at nutrient density. And it really makes a difference because when they start looking at it, they'll say, hey, I'm eating more calories now than I ever did before. And I said, hey, how do you feel? You feel better and you're losing weight? How's that for you? It has, and people don't understand the concept of calories being units of energy that our body uses, and it'll use it efficiently if we give it the right stuff. If we give it the wrong stuff, then those calories are just wasted.
And you look better and you feel better and all of these things when you're reaching for the right calories, but not, I mean, I didn't even think about calories when you're reaching for the right kinds of food. So just if you are looking at your pantry right now and in your refrigerator and realizing, oh gosh, I'm eating a lot of processed foods that have a lot of processed carbohydrates and a lot of sugars in them, you don't have to get rid of it all in one night. You really can titrate down. It can be easier and more gentler on you if you titrate down. If you want to go cold turkey, there's nothing wrong with that either, but it can be a lot easier to titrate down.
I think there's two schools of thoughts on that. There are some people, I mean, Dr. Hyman says it really is better to go cold turkey because once you've made that cut, it's easier not going back. And then there's other thoughts that say if you slowly wean yourself off, then it gives your mind time to adjust to it. So you have to figure out what works for you.
That's exactly where I agree. I agree with Dr. Hyman in that biologically, it's a lot easier if you just cut cold turkey and just like suffer through those 3 to 7 days of like the sugar.
It's like a withdrawal. And honestly, it's withdrawing from a drug.
You just need a lot of support when you do it that way. And there's like these, I've had clients who like literally cannot go a day without a fudgesicle, or they cannot go a day without whatever that cheat food is. And that's a mental issue. It's a psychological issue. And so some people just need a lot more support and knowing that you're going to be okay if you have your cheat food. We'll get you one day. You're not going to have your fudgesicle. And everybody gets past that hump. Some people it takes a year. Some people it takes a month. And for Dr. Hyman's, you know, he's had a lot of success with his clients who just cut it cold turkey. You know, you can do that. They're all good options.
They are. You just have to figure out what works for you. And that's why having support, as you said, is so very important.
Yeah. You know what? That is the number one key right there. That if you doing something alone, you're going to, there's failure. You have to have a support system. There's always failure. 95% of diets fail, not because they're all bad, but because the people are lacking the proper support. So the statistics are showing that you need a coach, you need a mentor, you need somebody who's going to help hold you accountable and get you through the really rough patches. And the more access to this person you have, the better.
So we've talked about what to remove from your diet. What do you think is the most important thing to add to your diet?
The number one thing to replace your processed carbohydrates with are going to be vegetables. And I'm not saying that you have to eat vegetables like all day long, like that's the only thing to replace it with. You know, of course we're doing, you know, all of the macronutrients. I'm not like a keto person. I'm not a paleo person. I'm not in anything. I'm like, take out the flour and sugar and make a better decision. If you want to be keto, I'll support you in being keto, not forever. I'll support you in being keto a little bit. And then, you know, you go, it's a tool to go in and out of. If you're curious about the ketogenic diet, it's not something that anybody should healthily do forever. You're going to destroy your gut microbiome if you're like keto forever, but it's a tool. You can go into it for 3 weeks. You can go into it for 3 months and then come out of it for a couple months and you can go back into it. It's a great tool if you want to do it, but you don't have to do that to lose weight. Really vegetables, like reaching for and just get a variety, eat the rainbow, eat some raw, eat some cooked. I like, don't be scared of buttering up your broccoli, butter and broccoli, butter and cauliflower. These are like my favorite things. My husband and I, like we go crazy with eating so many vegetables because we make them taste really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so many people have, I was talking to a friend recently about there's a whole generation that missed eating vegetables because their parents weren't raised that way. So they were raised without vegetables. And so now it's like they really don't understand how to cook vegetables or what they want to eat better, but they really are uncertain. And it's really so simple. Mm-hmm. And I tell you can eat almost any vegetable raw. It's mm-hmm. probably better for things like tomatoes, which have nutrients that are released when they're cooked. So you at least cook them mildly. But the simplest thing is just steam a vegetable. I mean, it takes minutes. And I think once you steam them and add that butter and you see it melt on that vegetable, it's so tasty that once you've gotten past the mindset break of, I really need the sugary cravings, you know, satisfied, once you're past that, you'll just enjoy it so much more. You'll forget all about those cravings.
Exactly. I mean, that's exactly what happens. My husband comes home every day and he makes what we call a salad. It's really funny. He and my four-year-old eat it all the time. It's avocado. It's a beet sauerkraut salad with jicama and bell pepper. Typically those are like their four favorites and they just mix that up. And that's what they call a salad. There's no leaves in there. There's no lettuces in there. That's, you know, it could be as simple as that for a lunch. It's so filling. He'll even put like a tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil on there to get the extra fat to really fill his belly. And it really is filling because it's high in the monounsaturated fats. It's so good for your brain, so good for your skin. You should look at my husband. He's 48 years old and he looks like he's about 35.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's great.
Well, I know in my area, because we live in an area that's got quite a few community-supported agriculture, you know, CSAs,
yeah,
and farmers markets and all that. I encourage them. There's so many out there. Go and try them. We do it regularly. My husband's the primary cook in the family. And I'll bring home, you know, different kinds of lettuce and all sorts of greens. And we just mix them all together and do all sorts of great things with them. And he's so creative. I'll bring home vegetables that I won't know what to do with. And he'll create this Asian-inspired meal. And I'm like, oh, look at that. You've changed what I thought you could do with a green. And that's really quite great. So I'm very fortunate in that. But anybody can do it because you can take any set of ingredients and just add different spices to them. And they become a different meal. So it's not difficult. It really isn't. It's just about getting your mind wrapped around the fact that eating vegetables is not going to be terrible tasting. You can do all sorts of great things to them to make them taste wonderful. And once you get past the sugary taste in your mouth, once that's gone from your expectations, they taste so much better. They really
do. So much better. If my four-year-old loves his avocado and beet kraut salad, I mean, wow. anybody can get into that. I'm not saying my seven-year-old loves that, but I am. But my four-year-old, he does. And
but that's everybody. Everybody has different tastes. It's just you need to figure out which one is yours and how to make it the best way that you're going to continue eating in this fashion. Because people who can't sustain it are the ones who are easily who slip back into the old patterns. And that goes back to the support. You need not only the support of a coach, but after you go past that, you need the support of your family. You need to have everybody involved.
Yeah, it's so true. It makes it so much easier that my husband eats healthy with me. Mm-hmm. That we were committed to eating our vegetables with our dinner every single night. It does make it a lot easier.
That's how I got well because I had fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, all these things going on. And I just, when I was diagnosed with celiac disease, I said to my husband, I said, it's the food we're eating. We've got to change it. And he was all on board. And he eats the same way as I eat. We eat gluten-free. He didn't look back because he felt, you know, if I'm going to cook for us, let's eat the same thing rather than cooking two meals. And he didn't need to lose weight, but he instantly, of course, started losing weight. And I'm like, how can you do this? It's, you know, I had lots of weight to lose. And it took me, and in 6 months, I lost 55 pounds. But it was a process for me. For him, it just happened, you know. And I'm like, I guess eating healthy is good for everyone. And, you know, even if you don't think you need to lose weight, releasing really what I believe is our toxins. Like you said, the miracle grow on your fat cells is really those toxins it's holding onto. It just lets go of them.
Inflammation and toxins. My husband had no idea he needed to lose 25 pounds until he lost it. Mm-hmm. By eating this way. And we see these old pictures of ourselves and we are blown away with how puffy our faces were and how we're way better looking now, to be quite honest, because all that inflammation in our face is gone. I mean, it's, you know, let's be real here. Like, you know, you do look better when you're healthier, because it's not just losing the fat, it's losing the inflammation. That puffiness is not what makes us look pretty. It's the non-inflammatory foods that are going to make you look pretty and have glowing skin.
I agree. Well,
I met Angela. I just wanted to say, Angela, that we met because I interviewed Angela for a summit that I'm currently hosting right now. And this is called the World Weight Loss Summit, where top experts reveal their number one weight loss secret in 10 minutes or less. And right now you can sign up for this World Weight Loss Summit right now. And get in your inbox and the emails every day where different weight loss experts such as Angela and myself are revealing their number one weight loss secret in 10 minutes or less. So it's like really a quick thing that you can listen to and get a new expert's opinion on weight loss. And the most fun thing about for me is, you know, I've interviewed over 20 women now, weight loss experts, fitness experts, and the like. And we all have a very similar experience with working with women and having profound weight loss. Like I have a client who's lost 75 pounds. I have a client who's lost 60 pounds. I have clients that have lost like anywhere from 10 to 75 pounds at this point of pure unwanted fat and inflammation. And what's really interesting is like all of us, when we talk behind the scenes, we all use the same thing. It's like, change your diet, remove the Miracle-Gro foods, do not put the sugar and the flour in your system, replace it with the vegetables, and then we might have different intermittent fasting protocols and different things depending on the client. And what's really cool is that we're all saying the same thing, but literally everybody's giving a weight loss tip, because there's always little, you know, tricks and treats here and there, you know, that you can do to lose weight. And so it has been so fun for me as a weight loss expert, connecting with all of these other weight loss experts, and we're sharing our tricks of the trade and what's working for our clients. And this is like the biggest give that we, you know, if you're really getting all of this information for free. And Angela, I believe you're posting the link for your viewers to get this for free as well.
Yeah, right with this podcast, you'll have the link that you can go right through and register for Summer Summit. And I encourage you, there's some great guests on there. Anybody you want to mention besides me, of course.
Oh my gosh, Angela Atkins is on there. And so we talked about Dr. Mark Hyman, his actual personal coach, Lauren Zander, is on there. Lauren, when I interviewed her, she's like, oh, I just got off the phone with Mark. And I was like, oh my gosh, Dr. Hyman is like one of my heroes. He's amazing. And that's her client. We have, Lisa Lampanelli, who she's this crazy comedian. If Google Lisa Lampanelli, you'll know who I'm talking about. The really cool thing about Lisa is that she was an insult comedian. She's insulted and offended a lot of people. And she went on this journey she was on the Howard Stern show even this week. She was on Celebrity Apprentice with Donald Trump. She's done a lot. She's got a massive career in comedy, a 3 decades career in comedy. And she lost 100 pounds and has lost her desire to insult people. Now she's an inspirer to women who want to lose weight.
That's just so amazing. It's as if she lost her toxicity in comedy.
That's
amazing.
All of the toxic, she was carrying around that toxic energy, mm-hmm. and now does not want to offend people and insult people. And now she just wants to inspire women to go on this powerful, life-changing, transformative journey. So we have Lisa Lampanelli. We got some really, really powerhouses. Really, I mean, I was interviewing somebody in Costa Rica, like around the world. It is the World Weight Loss Summit. This is where you're going to get all of the information that you need to know about weight loss. And I really highly recommend it because it's powerful.
Yeah, and I encourage all of the listeners to sign up. As I said, the link is in the blog with this podcast. Get your emails daily. Listen to they're only 10 minutes, and you're going to get such great nuggets of information. So it's really important for you to do that. As soon as you get this podcast, go out there and sign up and listen to each and every one of them, because you're going to get something different from each expert. Before we go, Let me ask you one last thing. So if you were to offer one weight loss technique that works like a charm, what would that be?
So my number one thing that I like demand of all of my clients is that once you take your last bite of food at night, your dinner. Last night, my dinner ended at 4. I usually have, my dinner at 6 usually, but sometimes 3 or 4, I'll have an early dinner. You are not allowed to have one last morsel of food until the next day, not even a single blueberry. So this weight loss technique is actually called time-restricted feeding. And time-restricted feeding is about eating in a short window period of time. And the most important part of it, typically it's 8 hours for a woman. We typically ask people to get all of your calories in an 8-hour window. The most important part of this is that you never take another bite after dinner. That's the most important piece. If you're going to learn anything from me today, it is never put anything in your mouth. You can have water. You can have an herbal tea, but do not have any milk in your tea. Do not even have a single blueberry after your last bite of dinner. Kitchen's closed. You do not need food. You're going to sleep so much better when you do it this way. You're going to give your body the break it needs to digest. And then really try to extend this fast. People call it intermittent fasting. It's really the proper term is time-restricted feeding, where you really want to try to eat all of your food in an 8-hour window. So like I typically eat from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day. When you give yourself that 16-hour stretch, you're giving your body so much love, and you're giving your metabolism a break, and you're speeding up your metabolism. You're giving your digestion rest. It's just like the best thing you can do for your whole body and your whole system. I personally only do that about 5 days a week. And then on the weekends, I extend my eating period a little longer than 8 hours, but not on the nighttime end, only on the morning end. So there are certain days where it's okay to extend your feeding window. And my opinion, it's really good for our metabolism to kind of trick it a little bit, have days where maybe you only eat one meal a day. And then you have days where you're eating in that 8-hour window, and then you can extend it to 12 hours, but never eat anything after dinner, not even a single blueberry. That is the most important thing.
And Summer, that time-restricted feeding is very important for those who have gotten to the point where they have adjusted their body. My clients come with chronic illnesses that we have to work towards that.
Yeah.
The good thing about it is we are harking back to our ancestors. There wasn't food available 24 hours a day. There wasn't that local convenience store that you could go and pick something up. There weren't refrigerators you could walk over to and open them up. So we need to understand our bodies haven't evolved as much as technology has. So technology has given us refrigerators and microwaves and all these great things that make food instantly available to us. But if we realize that we're the part that hasn't evolved, we need to harken back to that time-restricted eating, because if we eat continuously, we never go through that rest and digest phase, which is part of detoxification. So I think that's a really good point. And we could talk forever, but it looks like we're running out of time. One more time, let's say, what's the name of your summit? And
So my name is Summer Peterson. I'm hosting the World Weight Loss Summit. And you're going to link the details below. It's the World Weight Loss Summit, where top experts reveal their number one weight loss secret in 10 minutes or less. You can also find me at bodysoulshine.com. I want your body and your soul to shine. It's so much more than just what you eat and when you eat it. When you work with people like Angela and I, it's all about your soul and your inner light. So come and find us.
And the summit starts this Monday, correct?
Monday, November 5th is when we go live.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. As soon as you get this, sign up for the summit, get all those emails, listen to every one of them, because you're going to find a different perspective. And we'll have 10 minutes that we can listen to someone tell us their best and most juicy nuggets. I think that's really important.
We sure do. Yeah. Take the time, give yourself that gift and take the time and listen to this, because you're going to learn a lot. I'm a weight loss expert. I've learned a lot. I'm fired up about this. It's really fun. It's been great.
Well, I thank you so much, Summer, for your time, and I wish you great success on the summit. I know I'm going to be listening to all the experts. I can't wait to hear Lisa's talk. It's going to be very informative, I'm certain. And so for everybody, again, I thank you for joining us again on another episode of Nutrition Prescription. Make sure you join me over yourhealthunbound.com, and we'll talk to you next time on our next episode. And until then, be well.
Thanks so much for listening to Nutrition Prescription with your host, Angela Atkins. Find her online at yourhealthunbound.com, Twitter at Angela C. Atkins, and Facebook.com/AngelaAtkinsHNCoach. We'll see you next time.